This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to let Texas's new congressional map stand for next year's midterm elections. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, this was a hotly contested issue over the summer.
And it will likely maintain that way, keeping the heat up. The Supreme Court, by a vote of 6-3, Matt, overturned the decision of a federal court in El Paso, allowing the state to use the redrawn maps in the upcoming election. The decision has thrown the re-election campaigns of many incumbents into disarray, as they must now scramble to register to run in new districts. These maps have the potential of handing the state 5 additional seats to conservatives. Reaction from Democrats is strong. In a statement, Texas Democrat Colin Allred, who's running for U.S. Senate, called the decision a setback for representation and said the Supreme Court, quote, failed the American people. But he also says that the fight isn't over. Matt?
All right. Well, Representative Gene Wu is calling on Governor Abbott to work with the legislature to restore penalties against insurance companies for wrongful claim denials. Wu says a new report shows an increase in insurance claim denials after a GOP-backed law passed in 2017 that makes it harder to sue insurers for wrongful denial claims.
But the problem is the people who are in charge, the people who actually need to fix this, won't do anything about it because they created this situation.
The report suggests that several insurance companies that frequently deny claims have funded political organizations to support the 2017 law. The remains of 95 individuals believed to be part of a convict leasing program in the 1800s were discovered in Fort Bend County back in 2018. Now, a memorial honoring the dead is getting new funding. Our Natalie Weber tells us more.
Fort Bend ISD wants to build a memorial for the Sugar Land 95. Their remains were discovered while workers were in the process of building a new school. On Thursday, the district got a boost from county commissioners who voted to allocate $1.5 million in park bonds for the project. Here's district spokesperson Chastity Alainu-Alade.
It's not just about the funds. It's also about the expressed support and commitment that we now have from the county, which we hope to be able to leverage to garner even more support.
When district officials first announced the project in 2023, they initially wanted to raise $4 million. They are currently working to evaluate the cost. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
And Houston police are searching for two suspects after a 40-year-old man was found shot to death inside of a taco truck late last night. Authorities say the man had been closing up for the night when he was shot multiple times. This happened between Airline Drive and the North Freeway, multiple outlets report. Authorities say this happened just before midnight, and there is little information about what led up to the attack. The two suspects were wearing ski masks and drove away in a white sedan. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.